my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. So suck it.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Podcast 10. My name is Jarrett. I'm your host right now, turning the volume down on my computer because every time somebody tweets me, it goes... It's pretty annoying whenever you go to bed at night, leave that thing on, you know, just the like the little chirping Twitter thing. And then it's sort of like having to pee on a cold night. Like, you know, you're never going to get back to sleep unless you take care of, unless you take action, do something about it, you know, go take care of business, so to speak. And you just lay there, you know. The other day I was at my friend Linus's house, true story, and I woke up at about, I think, 5 o'clock in the morning. I had bad indigestion. I needed to go number one and number two. And I had, there's a bathroom 20 feet from me. And wait a minute, do we have any Canadians that listen to this? There was a bathroom 3 meters away from me. And by the way, I think metric system jokes are the key to comedy. For reals. Like, that is freaking funny, Canadians. Metrics. Come on. I love you all, for reals. Metric system's so easy. Anyway, I laid there until 9, having to pee, poop, and with indigestion. I mean, that's a lot of adversity to attempt to combat and go back to sleep, you know? I mean, it just, that seems really, really difficult. Here we are, podcast 10. I don't even remember when I did podcast 9. A lot of you guys give me shit about the length of time between podcasts, and I think maybe you don't keep up with me well enough, but, you know, I got other stuff, you know? I mean, I do the dishes every once in a while around the house, do my own laundry, you know? I mean, I did delete Foursquare. I'm out of the Foursquare business, so those of you who... we're trying to keep up with where I was for no apparent reason. Basically, I will no longer be calculating my trips to Sonic or the UPS store. But it's been a great, great end of summer for us as a band. I guess the biggest announcement on this particular podcast is going to be that our EP Fishing for Woos is not coming out. As early as we'd hoped. Basically, we started getting mixes back and just realized that we need to just put out a full record. We're ready to put out an album, and putting the EP out in October, if we had rushed it out in October, A, we wouldn't have time to do any of the setup, and it would have just been basically just shitting out some songs, which I think is kind of stupid. I mean, and I think you at least got to try to be ready for it when it comes out. So the idea here is, let's, instead of waiting until the end of the spring to put the full length out, let's just get this full length album out right after the first year. So that's what's happening. And so a lot of new Bowling for Soup music coming out very, very soon. In the meantime, because I know you guys, some of you were stoked about getting some new BFS, we are giving you guys a free song, and it's not just some B-side song. It's a good song. And ow, oh God. Ah, oh, I'm fine. It's not some just like bullshit song. It's a really cool song called Fringe Chicks Guitars. And, cool thing about this song, this particular song is that, I think some of you know that I am in a group of songwriters with Bob Schneider who went or came, depending on where you're listening to this. Or maybe he came and went. he has a group of songwriters that every week we're given a word or phrase, and we have to incorporate that into a song, be it topically, or just get the words in, or the song is called that, or whatever. Basically, you just get a couple of words, and that's the direction. So this was a few weeks before we were going into the studio, and the words were Wild Side. And so I sort of took the easy way out, did a Motley Crue reference, and that's where this song came from. So there's a couple of songs on the new Bowling for Soup record that are going to come from this songwriting group that I'm in. Which is pretty cool, you know, pretty cool that I have to write a song a week to be in it. And, you know, that it keeps me going, which is good. That was one of my New Year's resolutions. I just didn't start it till like April. I've actually been writing a bunch of songs lately. One of these podcasts, what I'll do is play you songs that I write for other artists. And you'll just be like, what in the hell are you doing, Jarrett Reddick? Anyway, a free song for you. So if you go to bowlingforsoup.com, you will see that we have a free downloadable thing for you to download Fringe Chicks guitars. And that is our gift to you. And apologies for the delay in putting out the music, but it does totally make sense. And then getting into the business side of things, which we sort of hint on now that I'm completely open and honest with you guys, it looks like there is a label that is going to be putting it out all over the world. So pretty exciting stuff for us and a great label to work with that will allow us to basically to put out music more often. And that's really sort of where we've been trying to get. So go to bowlingforsoup.com and that track is there. Also, what you will see there on bowlingforsoup.com, just sticking to my UK peeps, as you know, we're coming over UK and Ireland, by the way. I'm not grouping you together. Don't get all Irish on me. Try to pour your beer on a girl and beat me up. You know, it's not my fault that I am an idiot. We're coming on tour. The tour starts October the 6th. The dates are up on bowlingforsoup.com, and there's ticket link here for this free song as well. And on the tour, our friends the Dolly Rots, also the fantastic band A, from right there in the United Kingdom. They're legends over there. First band I know that wrote a song about Starbucks back in the day before Starbucks was on every corner. It was on every other corner back then. And they were just, they led the charge in the overtake of Starbucks, that band A. And also Forever the Sickest Kids from right here in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm actually in Dallas right now, so. On the free downloadable thing for you guys, you will see that we're having a couple of things going on around the tour. First of all, we are having a make your own video contest. So you can download this song. You got a little bit of time to make a video. So whatever it is, get out there, make it. The only thing is we ask you to keep it clean. The directions for where to put your video are all up on bowlingforsoup.com right there on the Fringe Chicks Guitars little pop-up thing. And the winner is going to get, let's see, what are you going to get? You're going to get to come backstage and do a Bowling for Soup TV video blog with us, hang out for a little while, watch sound check, and then at the show, we will, during playing Fringe Chicks guitars, we will show your video to everybody. And if it's really, really good, then we'll be like, man, isn't this video awesome? And if it really sucks, we'll just be like, that is some shitty television right there. Either way, it's a win-win because you're going to get nudged by your friends. By the way, I don't know if nudged means the same thing in all parts of the world, but that's not a dirty thing here. I mean, I guess it could be. But anyway, make your own video contest is up on bowlingforsoup.com as you're listening to this. Also, on the same pop-up, there is a cool little thing where if we're asking you, which old school song do you want to hear? A couple of songs that we don't play live a lot or have never played. Shut Up and Smile, 2113, are friends of mine. We got a poll up there. Which song do you want to hear on the UK tour? And you don't even have to be, this is for everybody, by the way. So just because you know people are going to YouTube it. So which one do you want to hear or see? And also, lastly, sponsored by Kerrang! Magazine, this is on that same pop-up on bowlingforsoup.com, you can win a chance to play a song with us at Soundcheck. So a lucky winner will be able to come to Soundcheck and we'll rock a tune or two. If you can't play an instrument, you can just sing. And if you can't sing, then you could just sort of stand there and watch us be awesome. Either way. And if you're really, really good, maybe you come up on stage and play with us that night. That one is not a guarantee because here's the thing. Like, I don't get myself into some mess where somebody's like, I'm really good. And, you know, like, I don't, like, we're not Green Day. Like, I've been to their show. They pull people up that know how to play all the stuff. But it's like everybody knows all their songs. I'm in freaking Bowling for Soup. We've got, like, four fans that can play. I'm sure that's not true. How many people listen to this podcast? Like, you know what? I'm in a room by myself. I'm not even sure who I'm asking that to. I literally sit here and talk to myself the whole time I'm doing these things. So anyway, there is your information on Fringe Chicks Guitars and also on all the contests surrounding that. And if you want to help us promote the tour or songs or anything like that and you're not a member, please go to bfsarmy.com and join the street team. And there's a lot of fun, a lot of fun people on there and a lot of cool stuff to do. So anywho, oh, and if you are a street teamer and you're wondering what will happen with your awesome CD art, we still will be putting that to use. So the winner of that competition, you're still going to get something out of it. So don't even sweat that. It's just a little delay in things, but all for the greater good, I think. More stuff for you guys. Right now on my podcast, I'm going to play Fringe Chicks Guitars. So here it is. This is the song you can go get for free right now on bowlingforsoup.com. Check it out. Enjoy it. Listen for Wildside. That was motivation for the whole shit and shaboodle. Enjoy. The weekend's finally here, and it's me and my bestest friends. Hit the town, put the week behind us, rocking the same spots again and again. It feels like nothing will ever stop us. No rain or sleet or snow. Tonight there's not a cloud in the sky. Motley Crue outside on the stereo. We're always on a mission to finally get it right. The life of the party comes in bottles, cans, and pints. We talk about it, sing about it, sneak it on the planes. And every single week someone says the same thing. This has been a great night. No one got into a fight. Met some girls, saw a band. Everything was just as planned. The only six guitars and no beer. Guitars and no beer. We had friends, chicks, guitars and no beer. No beer. Everything went just as planned. The only thing that we forgot was stocking up by 12 o'clock. We'll never persevere. We got friends, six guitars, and no beer. 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 It's in my head, it's in my head.
Wait, stop talking in the mic.
Okay, I'll stop now.
Friends, chicks, guitars. I feel like such a radio DJ sometimes whenever I do these podcasts. And this one, I'm really totally doing on the fly, off the cuff. Okay, totally just what I basically, my managers were like, you should do a short podcast and talk about all the stuff that's going on around the UK tour. And I was just like, I don't think I've ever done a short podcast. Somebody made a comment like, short is 45 minutes. Well, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe we'll make this one super short. But my goodness, what's been going on? So over Labor Day, does everybody celebrate Labor Day? Was it Labor Day or Memorial Day? Labor Day, right? I don't know. Like in England or in the UK, you guys have a holiday for everything. And they're all just called bank holidays, which I assume is because the banks are closed. Which, if I ever am going to get a job in the UK, it's going to be at a bank. Because evidently, if you work at a bank, you're off every day. You don't ever have to go into work, ever. So, which is great for you. And, you know, unless somebody's trying to get some money out of it, you know, or rob it. You know, how do you rob a bank if they're closed? You know, you got to bring an extra guy in that knows how to get past doors and, you know, safe locks and stuff like that's like a whole different team of people that you have to have involved. You know, I mean, like you could rob a bank by yourself, I guess, really, which I don't recommend at all, nor do I endorse. But it just seems like if I was going to be a bank robber, I'd want like me and maybe a getaway driver. You know, and a chef, and that's probably maybe like somebody to maybe like a valet, just somebody to make sure that I'm dressed cool, you know, disguised, you know, properly or whatever. And that would be it. You know, I think that would be my whole bank robbing team. But Memorial Day, no, Labor Day, shit, the one in September. We were lucky enough to be able to go to Cuba. To Gitmo Naval Base, where Guantanamo Bay, wait a minute, that's where it is. In Guantanamo Bay, on the island of Cuba, is Gitmo Naval Base. I'm probably messing that up, so remember, you don't have to correct me. I know I'm bad at geography and spelling, okay? Those are the two areas where I suffer, and I don't need you telling me about it. I got it. I know. Believe me. Oh, wait, what am I doing here? Oh, right. So it was really cool. I mean, for those of you who are new to me talking about this, we do a lot of shows with the military, with the Navy, with the Army and such. And I mean, we had a really cool past few months. We got to play on a huge aircraft carrier, and this was no exception. It was really, really great. They flew us in, and man, it was just, you know, it's like a little city. That is separated from like the base is like a little city that's separated from the rest of Cuba by like a couple of mountain ranges and a shit ton of landmines. So not going to be trying to make that run over for cigars. For those of you who asked, no, not going to happen. I can't do it. I'm not one of the things that I'm not good at is missing landmines. I can't even walk through a yard full of dog poop with somebody telling me, hey, there's dog shit out here. Don't step in it. Because the minute they say that, my foot's going right in it, you know? And if you most of the time, I have on shoes, which is great. But if you ever step in poop barefooted, and now you step in poop barefooted, and this is not human poop, because that's a completely different scale. But let's say you step in dog shit, and you're barefooted. If you step on it on the heel, that's one thing. If you haven't had a pedicure or you're getting a day or two older and you got crusty feet, the poop just sort of like gets in the grooves and stuff. It's really hard to get out. It's like mustard. It sort of stains and everything. But you hit it on the toes for reals. It's bad. And some of you know about this. Some of you are acting like you don't, but you do. Poop sucks to step in. Landmines are worse. That's an assumption because it's not something I've ever tried, but I do watch television and I do think that stepping on a landmine would completely suck ass. So, but it was really great. The Navy treated us so awesome. And so I am posting videos from our trip on bowlingforsoup.tv. Or is it Bowling for Soup? Yeah, Bowling for Soup. That's YouTube, Bowling for Soup TV. what it is. So, and I've got a lot more to edit and get up there, but it was really cool. We actually went with guys from the Major League Eaters, who are guys who can mathematically tell you how much of one food they can get in themselves. And I don't mean like in like orifices other than their mouth. Like I don't think any of them are shoving hot dogs in their ass, because that wouldn't be Major League Eaters. That would be Major League something else, you know? That contest would be the shit, but like, I'm not even really sure I could watch it. I think I just want to hear about it. Like if somebody's like, oh man, did you see the Major League hot dog ass shovers? And I'd be like, no, I missed that one. How many did they get in there? Cause that's really at the end of the day, that's what we want to know. Right. You know? Anyway, pretty cool little thing to watch, but amazing guys. And just really, really good dudes. And so we got to learn a lot about sort of like how they're all good at eating different foods. And the one interesting fact that I didn't know, I think the most popular eating contest is hot dogs. Well, evidently hot dogs are the worst thing too. Like, and I guess it makes sense, because hot dogs are just made from just all kinds of just stuff that's left over, you know, like broken glass and shit. But they say that once you have one of those hot dog eating contests, they have like a hot dog hangover thing where you're just like completely ill, which I would think you would get from eating a lot of anything, but evidently they can eat like 10 pizzas and be fine to go out and drink beer that night, which, you know, I mean, I've been drunk enough to do that like at sporting events, but, you know, not on an everyday thing. But one of the cool things that happened was, is one of the guys, his name's Sean Flash Gordon, and really, really cool guys. We were there also with Steak Belly, and we were there with Wing Kong and Hall Hunt. Those are the four eaters that we were there with. And Hall Hunt is actually number 8 in the world, but ironically, he was just there to MC. So he would have wiped the floor with everybody. But anyway, so in true Bowling for Soup fashion, I ask a lot of questions. And one of the things, one of the guy, Flash, one of his things that he was known for was eating 71 Twinkies in 10 minutes. And I was just amazed by this. I was just like, 71 Twinkies in 10 minutes? That's just so crazy. Like, I want to, you know, I want to talk about it. Like, and it turns out it was bullshit. It was a bullshit statistic. And he knows this is okay. But here's the thing. For 2 days, all I did was give the guy shit about it. Just like, I can't believe that the Twinkie thing is bullshit, because I was so excited that this was an actual thing. So what he did was after an entire day of being on a boat, playing dodgeball with some kids, going and bowling and drinking beer all night long, we went back to Chris's room. And he ate 71 Twinkies in 10 minutes, and I filmed the whole thing. So stay tuned to Bowling for Soup TV for that, because first of all, 71 Twinkies is awesome to watch going in. It's pretty gross, but I also get to watch it coming out, that was grosser, but it didn't stink. You know, it's kind of like, you know, I've talked to you probably before about throwing up pancakes. They taste really good both ways, and they don't stink or anything. So that's why if you're ever going to eat pancakes, because by pancakes, I don't mean the kind at, in Amsterdam, you know, where it's like ham and cheese. I mean like pancake with syrup on it, and it tastes real sweet. And then when you throw it up, it's just like, oh, I don't remember eating that, but it was sure delicious. But an amazing, amazing trip to Cuba. The troops that we got to play in front of were so gracious and so great. And, you know, it's cool. One of the things that one night we just hung at a bar, out at a bar with a bunch of soldiers and sailors. And one of the interesting things is the dynamic between the different, branches of the armed forces, and how they don't necessarily like each other. They're on the same side, but, you know, you kind of got to stay with your group. Otherwise, you get hazed or something like that, which I don't know. I mean, maybe they make you be a hot dog butt shover. You know, if you're in the Air Force and you find yourself amongst a bunch of Army dudes with no backup, you're testing out the whole hot dog up the butt theory. That's happening to you. So, you know, stay with your friends is what we learned But an amazing trip. And we had one day, like I said, where we got to go out into the ocean. I'll be posting video from that as well. And just always such a pleasure to play for the troops. One of the things that's funny is after we got home, we got a nasty letter. And, you know, by nasty, I just mean, you know, hey, this is fucked up. Y'all need to figure out what's going on. And basically what it said was, is that Christopher L. Burney, his room required like way extra cleanup. So our manager wrote me this note that said, dude, you got to talk to Chris about this, man. His room was so fucked up. They're charging you $150 to clean it up. We can't afford this and blah, blah, blah. You know, this, and plus, you know, you're on a Navy base, whatever. And I sent him photos of the Twinkie eating contest. And I said, I think this is the problem. And basically the whole staff was there with us. I just don't think they can pay for it, you know, because it's Uncle Sam doesn't pay for Twinkie cleanup or something, but, I will gladly write this check. So that happened. Good stuff, man. 71 Twinkies being dipped in milk. That will make a hell of a mess. But it said, it's funny because on the letter it said, we're going to make the assumption that it was beer since there were beer cans scattered all over the place. And I was just like, that wasn't beer. That was Twinkie milk. That was Twinkie soaked milk guts. No, hold on. Let me take that again. That was milk soaked Twinkie guts. That'd be a good name for an album. Milk soaked Twinkie guts. I'm going to play you guys a song by the band A, who are coming with us to the United Kingdom. We played a bunch of Dolly Rots, I think, on the last podcast. So this is one of the first songs we ever heard by A when we first started coming over to the UK. The band Uncle Brian, we were touring with them, and they turned us onto this. And we were just like, holy shit, this is great. And we ended up being good friends with those guys and talked about touring for years and years and years, and now here it is. Well, we toured with Adam, the drummer. He toured as the drummer for Bloodhound Gang back in 2007 with us in the United Kingdom. So anyway, exciting stuff. If you're in the U.S. and you have not checked out the band A, they've only toured over here, I believe, once. And it was back in like 2002, 2003. And it was with Marvelous Three, who it was the band for Butch Walker. The band Butch Walker was in, who is the guy I wrote Girl the Bad Guys Want and Punk Rock 101 with. Very small, incestuous world we live in. Here is a song by the band A, and it is called Old Folks. Old Folks, as Eric would say. I say Old Folks. It's a silent L. Eric stresses the L. Old Folks, like that. That's hard for me. That actually gags me, almost. Like, makes me want to puke, like watching a guy eat 71 Twinkies. Enjoy. Choice and you're not really young. I'm getting older, I'm getting smarter. Everybody tells you you gotta walk taller. You did a while, but now you're poor. But now you're friends, you're gonna get it in the end. You've heard it all before. You can't go on much more. I And that happened. It's really hard for me to decide what a song to play, just because... And by the way, like, anytime you talk about A, you'd be like, I listen to A, and people are like, A what? So you gotta be like, the band A. So like, when we're saying we're touring with the band A, but if I were to be like, we're touring with A, then it just gets so confusing. So the band A. But anyway, the other song that we really like is a song called Here We Go on that same Monkey Kong album. And there's that, you know. So anyway, stoked about the new album. We're still sort of trying to figure out whether or not the whole album will be called Fishing for Woos, or whether we will rename it and then use Fishing for Woos later, and who knows. But I'm excited for you guys to hear all the songs, because it's I think it's really, really good. And it's a great follow-up to Sorry for Partying, and just exciting, exciting stuff. So if you're coming out to see us for the October tour, that is exciting for you. We're definitely going to be try to have a few surprises for you, and not just recycle, you know, past tours. The hardest part about playing shows now, especially in areas where we have like huge fan bases, is that we have so many freaking songs. There's always going to be one kid that's pissed at us for not playing something, you know. Can't make everybody happy. And that's what I want to do, you know, just make everybody happy. All right, I'm going to play you guys a Forever the Sickest Kids song, and I am kind of copping out here just because I think this is so awesome, but this is Forever the Sickest Kids cover of the song Crazy Train on an album called Punk Goes Classic Rock. So they have awesome original songs, but I just think this is amazing. So here it is, Crazy Train. Right now, Forever the Sickest Kids, enjoy this.
Lies a bit too shame.
All right, podcast 10. I actually am cutting this one short just because, again, I sort of had some things that I needed to get out there and information for you guys, but I am going to take on the weekend. It's been a long week. I was actually in Los Angeles all week long with Linus of Hollywood doing some Jerinus writing. A lot of people asking what the whole Jerinus thing is. Jerinus started as sort of like a songwriting team, which we do. We write, you know, obviously sometimes for Bowling for Soup, but we also pitch to other artists and write songs for other artists, but we also produce records and looking like we actually have a little band called Jerinus now. And that's what I'm going to leave you with. This is something that we did last week called the Happy Birthday, or it's Perry Grip's birthday. We literally wrote and recorded this song in 20 minutes, and I'm totally not kidding. Linus of Hollywood will vouch for me on that. So everybody follow me on Twitter, JARET2113. Follow the band Bowling for Soup at BFS Rocks. You can also follow Jerinus, JARINUS. Check out Bowling for Soup TV for more footage on the Twinkie Eaters and Cuba. There's already 2 episodes up. Go check that out. Hopefully we'll see you in October. If not, we will see you shortly thereafter. And just remember, brand new song up for download by you for free on bowlingforsoup.com. You guys take care, and y'all be good.
Perry Grip, Perry Grip, Perry Grip, Perry Grip. It's Perry Grip's birthday. Perry Grip, Perry Grip, Perry Grip, Perry Grip. It's Perry Grip's birthday. He's probably writing a song about a hamster right now. He doesn't say, woo! He doesn't say, wow! He says, yeah! Perry Grip.
This is my podcast. Hey, everybody. This is my podcast. This is my podcast. This is my podcast.